congratulatory messages. Throughout the 19th century, celebrating university centenaries became common in many European countries. Universities often invited scholars and students from abroad to join these festivities, fostering a sense of international academic collaboration. In this spirit, academics from Bologna were invited to centenary events at Leiden, Uppsala, Heidelberg, and Edinburgh. In 1884, the resounding success of the third centenary festival in Edinburgh inspired Josué Carducci, a well-known writer, literary critic, and professor, to suggest similar celebrations in Bologna, home to the Western world's oldest university. This idea was enthusiastically embraced by the city council and academic authorities, who decided to mark the 8th centenary of the university's foundation on June 1888. Preparation for the celebrations took place over 2 years, involving the setting up of an academic and student committee. To maximize participation, invitations were extended not only to representatives from all European universities, but also to institutions in the United States, Canada, Japan, and Australia. In response, the University of Bologna received 139 congratulatory messages. These messages were mostly written in Latin, the traditional language for formal academic communications, and many included miniatures that implicitly evoked a shared heritage dating back to the Middle Ages.